This goes to Dr. Ausiello, AUSIELLO, fax 616-754-1062, regarding Sandra Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, date of birth September 7th of 1950. Dear Dr. Ausiello, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fletcher with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 10th, 2025. She does have problems with shortness of breath at times, and she has an inhaler that does help resolve those symptoms. She's reporting that allergy symptoms are bothering her quite a bit recently. And her weight is about 3 pounds more than it was in November of 2025. She feels quite stable, though. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications. Since her last visit, she started Evista 60 milligram daily. That's E-V-I-S-T-A. And I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligram daily. Diltiazem is 180 milligram daily. She's also on potassium chloride 10 mil equivalents 1 daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 177 pounds, pulse is 77, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 138 over 80. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and some scattered expiratory wheezes bilaterally. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 5th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.51. This is stable. Previous levels 1.36, 1.47, and 1.55. Estimated GFR is 36. Sodium 141, potassium 4.3, bicarbonate 30, calcium's 10.4, albumin 4.5. Phosphorus is 3.4, hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels and no uremic symptoms. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, type 2 diabetes, diet controlled. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.